Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's on us. Let's get it.
It's 9 o'clock.
It's time for more 92.9 The Game Tonight as we get you caught up with all things Atlanta sports and beyond.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in 92.9 The Game Tonight. Final hour here on a Tuesday evening. Again, the NBA draft tomorrow night. And Mike Conley, Andy Bunker, and Steak Shapiro are going to have a draft special for you. They're going to be live at State Farm Arena. I'm actually going to be live at State Farm Arena as well. I'm going to be involved with the Hawks draft party, providing some content there, I think on the floor. But I'm not sure exactly where I'm going to be. We're going to find out, but we're going to have some fun either way. And I'll be honest, it's been a little bit preparing for what I'm going to be doing tomorrow, what I think I'm going to be doing tomorrow, has been interesting because there's this premise of, like, what do I need to know about Sarr, Reza Shea, or Klingon to, like, be prepared for what they need from me? And then there's the aspect of, like, oh, what if they draft, like, someone completely out of the blue? What if Nikola Topic is the pick? How ready am I for that? What if they surprise and trade back and take Ron Holland? We ready to go with Ron Holland at the G League Ignite? And we may find out tomorrow, because I really do believe that the idea for Landry Fields is to trade this pick. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. Certainly doesn't mean it's going to happen. Got to get value. But I still think that's what the preference might be. Now the question is, how far do you want to go? It is so rare to be able to add someone at the top of the draft. How far can you fall if a trade is on the table? 404-726-0929. We heard the discussion of Alex Sarr talking about canceling, declining to work out here in Atlanta. Has that changed your mind? Do you still want Alex Sarr as the number one pick despite the idea that maybe he doesn't want to be taken by the Atlanta Hawks? 404-726-0929. We're also hoping we can catch up with John Isner, who's going to be taking part in the Atlanta Open in a little bit, just waiting on him to join us. But we've had a lot of discussion in regards to Sarr, and we've had a lot of interaction on social media. And if you want to get involved in social media, you can do so by following me on Twitter/X at Abe Gordon. Right there, I post as many questions as I can. Feel free to interact with me there. And so I did. I posted this same question. in regards to Sarr. And if you're still interested, and here's what I've got so far, a couple of social media responses. And if you want to do more than provide a social media response, you want to provide one on the phones. 404-726-0929. You can do that. Got one from Clayton. Little bashing of the Hawks organization. Says he's not surprised that Sarr doesn't want to come here. The organization is a clown show. The agency that Sarr is with is the one that reps Luka, and he didn't want to come here either. So that's what Clayton has to say. We've got Callum says, yes, keep Sarr, keep drafting Alex Sarr. Reza Shea is a good floor player, maybe a Michael Porter Jr. lever, but Sarr is a better fit, has higher potential. If you move Reza Shea into the starting lineup for Hunter, it just feels like you're running it back. I don't really agree with that. I think Reza Shea has a much higher ceiling than what Callum is giving him credit for. We'll get into more social media responses in a little bit, but I want to go out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, and bring in John Isner. He is a former pro tennis player, six-time champion of the Atlanta Open. John, appreciate you joining me here tonight. How you doing this evening?
Doing very well. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. We're going to go all over the place with this interview because I've never spoken with you. I'm a huge tennis fan. I have been for years. And so there's just some random things I'm interested in. But certainly we got to speak about the Atlanta Open because I drive by Atlantic Station every day on my way to work. And like 2 weeks ago, I saw them with the lights and stuff. And I was wondering, like, man, is it already Atlanta Open time? And certainly they've continued to build on that. You're starting to see the beginning stages of the grandstand there.
Yep.
And for you, this is going to be the final edition of the Atlanta Open because of some changes on tour. Is there any emotions for you as a six-time winner of this thing coming up and being a participant? And we'll get more into what you're doing specifically in a little bit. But just any emotions for you knowing that this is the final edition of this great tournament?
Certainly. It's bittersweet to see the tournament go, and it's an unfortunate byproduct of the landscape of the ATP were changing. You have to be a real avid tennis fan to know that the Masters Series events, the Masters 1000 events, are all going to 12-day events now. So the Canadian Masters and the Cincinnati tournament, which are, happen every single year, those, instead of their traditional 7-day events, they're going to 12-day events. So that is squeezing the schedule on the ATP Tour. And Atlanta was just in a bad spot with all of these changes. So that's why it's going. It's certainly not for lack of enthusiasm in the town. The tournament has always been so well supported. And there's a reason why it's been in Atlanta for 15 years now. So it's sad to see it go, but look, for me personally, definitely created some incredible memories in the tournament, and I think the fans have seen a lot of awesome tennis over the years.
They really have, and that's what's impressed me the most, to be honest here, John, is the quality of player that they've been able to draw in year after year for this tournament, and it's no different this year. Ben Shelton and Francis Tiafoe are going to be joining. I mean, just how significant is it that in these tournaments you're able to get players like that, whether they're American or not? I know Shapovalov is going to be in here as well, but to get that degree of player into this tournament really helps keep the fan interest incredibly high, and the tournament staff has done an incredible job of that year after year after year.
Yeah, they have. And look, at any tournaments in the U.S., like apart from the Master Series events, which I mentioned, which are mandatory events, It's very vital to get the best American players to play your tournament. And this year, especially because it's an Olympics year, the Atlanta tournament is going to be going up against the Olympics. And not all of our guys are going to be in Paris playing, but certainly a handful of them are. But, luckily for Atlanta, for the tournament, for the fans, Ben Shelton and Francis Tiafoe are staying home. They want to play on the hard courts in Atlanta and get their U.S. Open swing off to a good start. So, as I said, very important to get those top American players to play tournaments like Atlanta. And I think that's going to drive a lot of enthusiasm for the tournament in this next month when it gets kicked off.
John Isner joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. We're going to get to some of the legendary matches that you've had at Wimbledon in a little bit, but six-time winner of the Atlanta Open, and he's going to be partaking in the Monday's Champions Challenge. That's going to be a doubles match involving the Bryan brothers. For those of you who maybe aren't huge tennis fans, go to the Wikipedia page of the Bryan brothers. Look at the accomplishments those two guys have done over the years at majors. But also, Andy Roddick is going to be involved there. Can you talk about maybe just what's your tennis game like now, and what can you bring to the court in a couple weeks?
That's a good question. Look, my tennis game certainly isn't as good as it was a few years ago. I don't play as much. I don't train as hard as I used to. But look, I keep myself in good shape, and I still love the sport. So I still play a decent amount. Obviously, not as much as I used to, as I said. But you know, getting out there in a competitive, you know, match. You know, granted, it's doubles. But getting to play with Andy Roddick, you know, the last American to win a Grand Slam, former world number one, that's a pretty big deal. And going up against the greatest doubles team of all time, like, I actually think it's going to be a really good match. I think Andy and I are going to win. Because I always like two singles players that go up against the pure doubles guys. But we'll see what happens on the court. But for me to get back and to be able to get on that court one more time will be very special for me. Look, I never have missed an edition of the Atlanta Open since its infancy in 2010. And I couldn't quite make it through the finish line as a pure player, but just being able to get back on that court on Monday night is going to be pretty cool for me.
Oh, look, you obviously were a great server. Andy Roddick would ramp it up at times. Who's got more steam on that serve nowadays?
I've been speaking to Andy a little bit. I think I do, only because he told me that I do. He says the shoulder is not nearly as, I guess, bionic as it used to be. He used to come out and practice and warm up, and then his first serve out of the chute was like 135 miles an hour. I could never understand how he could pull that off. For me, I'd have to gradually warm up my shoulder, then eventually I can, you know, start popping it. But he always had this super elastic shoulder. I think it lost some of that over the years. Like, he's been retired since 2012 or 13, so it's been a really, really long time for him. But look, he's another guy who's very passionate about the game. He still plays a lot, and we're going to have a lot of fun out there on Monday night.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It's John Isner, who's a six-time winner of the Atlanta Open, talking about the tournament that's going to be held right there at Atlantic Station. If you're ever driving through Midtown, you've seen it starting to be built and can't wait to see how it looks when it is completed. It's going to be in just about a month, a little under a month, July 20th to the 28th. And again, Shapovalov, along with Ben Shelton and Tiafoe, among the top candidates and players who are going to be involved with that. So another strong field as well. I want to move away from Atlanta here for just a moment, John, and ask you about a couple of different things. Roger Federer's gone. Rafa Nadal's probably close. We saw the early exit. Mm-hmm. I know he's got the Olympics coming up. Who knows what's going to go on after that. Djokovic just had the knee injury. I know he's going to try and get ready for the Olympics, but I'm sure the clock is ticking on him as well, and so we don't know how much he's got left. I know he's a little bit younger than Rafa and Roger.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, man, like, as a tennis fan on both the men's and women's side, it doesn't feel like when Tiger Woods left golf. It feels like this game is in a great position. Yeah. With so many young guys and gals, this new class of top contenders, which obviously TFO started to creep up there, as has Ben Shelton, but you look at Jannik Sinner, you look at Carlos Alcaraz leading the way. It's a really strong group to keep tennis alive right now.
Absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, when this conversation happened about, you know, 5 years ago, when of course Roger, Rafa, and Novak were still dominating, the conversation would be like, well, what's tennis going to be like, you know, when the big three aren't playing anymore, or when all three of them aren't playing at the same time? And there was a lot of unknowns there, but luckily for our sport, you have a couple of wonder kids come along, and of course Carlos Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner, the world number one right now, and they are, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is doesn't look like they're going anywhere anytime soon. They're going to be at the top of the game for a long, long time. They're incredible games to watch. They're so fun and athletic to just, I guess, for one, play against and to watch on TV. So look, tennis is in really, really good shape on the men's side, even when all three of these players have officially hung up their racket. So there were some question marks, as I mentioned a few years ago, but I think they've been answered.
A couple more minutes here with John Isner, legendary tennis player. He's going to be taken apart again in the Atlanta Open, the final edition. He's a six-time winner, but this year just part of the Monday's Champions Challenge, a doubles match against the Bryan brothers. And John's going to be pairing with, of course, another legendary American in Andy Roddick. I'm sure you've been asked this a bunch. We're just past the anniversary of your match with Nicholas Mahut in 2010. And I'm sure you've been asked about that a lot. I'm actually going a different direction with you on this, but in 2018 against Kevin Anderson at Wimbledon, when you got to like 2020 in that final set, like, were you having flashbacks? What was going through your mind? And like in that moment, did you feel you actually had an advantage because of the match with Mahut 8 years earlier?
No, I wouldn't say I feel like I had an advantage. And I will say I didn't, you're right. I didn't know where this question was going. I thought you were just going to stick to the match of 2010. But look, I didn't really know, but I just said we got – for me, I had my chance in that semifinal to finish it in the fourth set and wasn't able to get it done. You know, we had – in the fifth set, we were both just serving so big, and on a grass court, it's tough to break. I mean, he had – Kevin, in particular, Kevin beat Roger Federer in the quarterfinals in five sets the round before, and I don't know that he lost his serve that whole match. So it was just a very tough break. And eventually he got me there at the end. That was a tough pill for me to swallow, knowing that I was really, really close to making a Wimbledon final and giving myself a chance to win a Grand Slam. But, you know, I've had some great memories at Wimbledon. The 2010 match, which everyone knows about, 14 years ago, it happened yesterday. I wouldn't say they were great memories. It was more kind of nightmarish being a part of that match, but just apart from 2010, just being able to play that tournament year after year and having that good run in 2018 are moments I'll never forget, and something you can't replicate, there's no doubt, when you're not playing anymore. So I certainly miss competing on a stage like Wimbledon.
John Isner, just two more questions for you. Again, he's going to be taking part in the Monday's Champions Challenge. They've also got a Sunday showdown that's going to be involving Venus Williams and Sloane Stephens. So, look, a couple of great matches to start things off at the Atlanta Open on July 1st and July 2nd. And again, Isner is going to be joined by Roddick taking on the Bryan brothers. Did you see the movie Challengers? And what were your thoughts on the performances of the actors and actresses playing tennis?
I wish I could answer that. I have not
seen it. You
didn't see it? I do. The only thing I know is that apparently I was a good part of that movie. There were some posters of me in the background. Everyone told me about, like, on two or three different occasions. But I have not seen it.
Have you been told how big of a role the Cincinnati Open might have played in that film?
Yeah, exactly. They filmed a lot. That's what I heard. Look, it's like, for a professional tennis player, I mean, probably seeing how they, you know, how they're portraying the players on the court, I probably wouldn't appreciate it too much. I mean, it's hard to replicate, you know, professional strokes out there. But I guess in what it has done is, you know, I guess attracted some eyeballs to our sport a little bit more. But look, I haven't seen it, and I wouldn't say it's on my list of movies to see right now either. So maybe it could be a good airplane movie. If I got a long flight ahead of me.
It was shot very interestingly. I'll tell you this. I thought it was better than Wimbledon way back when that movie came out.
That was shocking.
Yeah, so there you go. Final question, and I'm absolutely 100% going to judge you based on your answer. You play pickleball?
I do, but I don't, like, you know, I'll play recreationally here and there. I have some buddies that do it full-time. I mean, Sam Querrey, Jack Sock, and guys that have played the Atlanta tournament a bunch of times. Like, but for me, like, I don't love the sport that much. I like it. But, you know, at almost 40 years old and as big as I am and at the family that I have, I don't really have time to devote to pickleball, a sport that I really don't love that much. I mean, I do like it for sure, but tennis, of course, is the king of all racket sports. But I'll play recreationally here or there. I'm pretty good at it, but that's about it.
All right, fair enough. Again, it is the Atlanta Open. July 21st is when it starts. John Isner, part of the Monday Champions Challenge. Thanks so much for joining us here in Atlanta, John. Really appreciate getting to chat a little tennis with you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Again, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, look forward to seeing him play, Venus play, and the rest of the crew. Obviously, Ben Shelton went to Florida, so I followed his career a little bit as well. All right, when we come back, we will go outside the perimeter. We'll also take some of your calls if you guys are still hanging on. 404-726-0929. Alex Saar declined to work out for the Hawks, so suggested he doesn't want to be drafted by Atlanta. Do you still want him anyways? That's the question. 404-726-0929. More on the other side. It's Abe Gordon on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now it's hiding somewhere in the darkness waiting for nightfall.
It's live sports talk in the ATL at night. This is 92.9 The Game Tonight.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in. 92.9 The Game. Appreciate John Isner. Man, I've been watching him play tennis for a long time. Like we said, he's going to be partnering with Andy Roddick. You got Venus Williams and Sloane Stephens on Sunday night, gearing up for a very fun Atlanta Open in about just under a month's time. That's what you got going on there. All right, we're still taking your calls in conversation about Alex Saar. He suggested he did not want to work out for the Hawks and maybe would prefer to play in other cities. Despite all that, do you still want to draft him at number one overall? 404-726-0929. I got some more conversation on social media we'll read in just a bit, but let's continue things on the phones. We got Eric in Forest Park. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how's it going, sir?
Doing good, brother. What you thinking?
I don't want Alex Saar. As Mike Tomlin says, we want volunteers, not hostages. He don't want to come here. He don't have to come here. I like Richard. I think he's a young Paul George type player, and I think in 3 years Richard could be a perennial All Star. So I don't want Alex Saar. No, he don't want to come here. So be it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are taking that mindset. I'm a big fan of Reza Shea. We've talked about that. Here's the thing, and again, it's going to be interesting to gauge the reaction at tomorrow's draft party, because I think, and we've heard it from the calls, and I'll read some more tweets here in a moment. There's going to be a lot of people who are not interested if the team takes Alex Lahr based on his actions before the draft. Now, that's obviously going to change when you get him on the floor and he does some things and you're like, oh my God, I was wrong about this guy. Sure. But there's going to be a lot of people who are like, don't want him. Get him out of here. Not happy with how he treated our city. And that's going to happen when you do that sort of thing. But there's also going to be plenty of people who, if the team drafts Zachary Reza-Shea, take a look at it and say, well, we only drafted this guy because the other guy didn't want to play here. This guy's really not the top pick in the draft. This guy's this. This guy's that. We got suckered into it, forced into it, and he's not the guy I want. There's going to be that, and there's going to be that for everyone, whether it's Klingon as well. And so it's very interesting. It's going to be very interesting to see the reaction of how – look, this might be a thing that splits the Hawks country, Hawks nation. It probably won't be quite as passionate as the Penix thing, but it might split them very similarly. Either for Sar or not Sar. It might split these guys because a lot of people do think he's the best. They don't care that he said he didn't want to be here. Draft him anyway. We'll go through it. I got some more thoughts still to come as we wrap things up. We still got a half hour or so left here on 92.9 The Game. We also have Jay Indicator, who's joining the program on our call-in line, 404-726-0929. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, man?
All right, so we all know what's happened today. Landry Fields confirmed he didn't work out. Alex Lahr had some comments as well. You still want this guy?
Man, you know what? I'm at the point now with the Hawks that I don't care who they get. As far as in that guy, you know, if he don't want to be here, hey, we'll find him. You know, we'll pick up somebody else. You know, I'm a believer of, you know, get somebody who want to be here and help the city win. You know, the city is tired of the Hawks, you know, being so far. And you know what? The Atlanta Dream is selling out their own stadium that they supposed to be selling out. And that's pretty sad to say. And I hope the Hawks front office is hearing this because – as a Hawks fan myself, I'm sick of seeing LeBron coming in town, selling out, or, you know, other teams, man. And we can't even put up a fight. We just terrible. So I just say, hey, if you don't want to be here, fine. Won't either.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of people who share the exact same sentiment as Jay. He don't want to be here, and I don't want him here. And it might come back to bite you if he turns out to be the best of the class, the diamond in the rough, but a lot of people don't care. In terms of the Dream selling out State Farm Arena, we can't sit here and say LeBron sold it out and then, like, pretend it was the Dream who sold it out. That was Caitlin Clark. Like, we're just being honest and open, and I think it's awesome that they did. But I'd much rather he just said, like, the Hawks games aren't full, this one was, than, like, LeBron sold out State Farm. Like, that's the same thing. That's the same thing. All right, 404-726-0929. Sar, suggesting he doesn't want to be here, didn't want to work out for the team. Could be a smokescreen. That's always in play as well. But we are trying to figure out if fans still want him. And Mike on Twitter said, yeah, draft him, but then trade him for several picks. We don't need a toxic environment here. Washington at Coach MW1 said, I say draft him. Remember, Isaiah Thomas didn't want to play for the Pistons. Look what happened. Draft him and let Atlanta change his life. Trade Capella, try and land Ingram or OG Anunoby. We got a couple, no, he's a bum, no, he sucks. Bring in Big Klingon and let's win some games. Don't sleep on the Jalen Johnson, Donovan Klingon potential. I want to hear from Klingon. And if you have that cut, Dom, Donovan Klingon spoke earlier today, and, you know, actually, let's first hear the Landry Fields cut that I sent you earlier today. Again, Landry joined the Steakhouse earlier today and said a lot of things, and for the amount of GMs that join our station or any station around the country, Sports Talk, that try and get away with saying nothing, thought I found a couple things that maybe he said And it started with initially this comment from him in regards to what he's looking for out of the number one pick.
It is safe to say that shooting will always be at a premium, whether they have that now or something that we feel like we can develop over time.
All right, he's looking for a shooter. I think Reza Shea can shoot. Well, we know Reza Shea can shoot. I think Alex Saar, they believe there's potential for him to develop into a shooter. The one guy I don't think can develop into a shooter is Donovan Clingan, but he spoke to the media as well today as part of his draft prep, and he maybe presented a little bit different side of where his deep-range ability might be.
It was a good workout. I feel like I was able to show everything I could do offensively and defensively at a high level. I feel like, you know, the athletic testing went very, very well. You know, I shot the ball at a very, very high level, and you know, was very good in the ball screen. You know, low game on offense and on defense. So, you know, I feel like the workout went well, and you know, I'll see tomorrow.
And Coach Hurley has a pretty good relationship with Quinn Snyder. Just what has he shared to you about him and maybe working with him?
Yeah. You know, just feel like he likes the, you know, the IQ. I feel like I have pretty high IQ with the level of, you know, my level of knowledge on the offensive end. And
yeah, I don't care that he says that he felt like he shot well and showed his offensive skill set. That guy can't shoot. His free throw percentage a year ago dictates that. I don't think that guy, and here's the thing, it's not that I mind him not being able to shoot well. I don't know if Alex Saar can shoot well right now. I think there's a lot more potential for Alex Saar to develop into an offensive piece. I think Klingon's got a role, and I don't know if he's ever going to not have that role or develop out of that role. That's not to say Klingon's a bum. He's not. I said it. I think Klingon's probably the safest pick, the guy that's most likely to still be playing 10 years from now, guy that probably has the biggest impact in year one. Doesn't mean he's going to be rookie of the year, but probably has the biggest impact. He comes in ready to ball. I just don't think he has a high enough ceiling. And if I'm taking someone with the number one pick, even if I miss, I have to go for the boom potential. If it's boom or bust, I have to try it. And that, for me, would be either Saar or Reza Shea. One last call before we hit the break. Let's go to Carl out in Winder. What's going on, Carl?
Hey, good evening. How are you, sir?
Doing good, man. What's on your mind?
Listen, if Saar doesn't want to be here, don't make him say it twice. Don't pick him up. Don't draft him. Don't bring him. But I will say this. It's interesting, and I'm going to throw this out there. It's interesting to me that I haven't heard anything along the wires from coaches, from the press, media, anything else about any stars wanting to come and play with Trey. I am not a Trey fan. I don't know him personally. I will not attack him. But I don't think that Trey is a superstar. I don't think he's an all-star. And it's interesting that none of the current stars or players seem to be wanting to come and play with him here. And it seems like maybe Saar doesn't want to play with him. So if none of the current players don't want to play with Trey, and none of the incoming players want to say it out loud but don't want to play with Trey, maybe it's time for Trey to go. Just a thought.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'll be honest. I think that the whole players don't want to come to Atlanta, I think it's massively overstated. I really do. The quote, superstars don't want to come to Atlanta, I just don't buy it. Just because we haven't gotten them here doesn't mean that I think that's a real discussion. It might be. It might be. But I'm not sure I buy that. I talked about it last hour. Let's get back into it. Okay, Saar doesn't want to come here. Let's go through a couple of reasons, legitimate reasons, that maybe he has concern about playing for the Atlanta Hawks. We'll talk about that on the other side and wrap things up. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
I think we ain't done yet.
Letting the spit fly.
For me, it's the intensity.
This is 92.9 The Game tonight.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game. Abe Gordon here, wrapping things up, and we've been talking about it all night, Alex Saar, and I went through it a little bit earlier in the show, but wanted to reset and add some things to it. All right, so let's say Alex Saar doesn't want to come to Atlanta. Why? And I've got two possible, and there's a couple reasons I don't think are real, but I do have two possible concerns that he might have that would drive him away. And the first one being, he's a little concerned that he might be the number one draft pick and not be considered the face of a franchise. And all of the things that you would benefit from by being the face of a franchise would not be for him. Sponsorship deals, support from the city, stuff like that. I mean, you look at the last couple of number one picks, they're all faces of the franchise. And there's no denying that with Trae Young here, assuming that's who you move forward with, that he would not be that. And so I can understand some concern there. Certainly if Washington were at play, he would be the face of that franchise. Another situation might be, and I don't know, but Washington has a small forward who's 19 years old, just a year older than, because he's going to be 20 very soon, a year older than Saar, that I would imagine they're familiar with each other. I didn't see them playing on any FIBA U17, 18, 19 squads together because they were offset a year. But I'm sure those, look, it'd be dumb if the U18 team didn't practice with the U17 team and U19. Like, the players need to get to know each other because some will stick around, some will move up, all that stuff. And so I would be surprised if he isn't familiar with small forward Bilal Coulibaly. And could that be driving his decision, his comments? Maybe he spoke with Coulibaly, not just about, hey, we're boys, let's see if we can play together, but also, what do you think of DC? How's the ownership? What's going on here? Sponsorship opportunity. Like, what am I walking into if I walk into Washington? And so I think that's the situation as well. 404-726-0929. He says, not going to work out. Maybe I'm not interested at all, but do you still want him? Let's go back to the social media if you want to get in on that discussion. 404-726-0929. But a couple of comments that I got earlier. Let's see. We got draft him. If another team wants him bad enough, they can pay for him. Talking about drafting Alex Saar and making a trade, that's none of your business, on Twitter. Andre says, we need a seven-footer on this team who can play. Zion wanted New York to draft him, not New Orleans. Draft Saar, please. And obviously referring to the fact that Zion is still in New Orleans and with a max deal. We got Music says, trade the pick if you can get a starter with experience in return. If not, take the player with the most potential to be great, rather he wants to be there or not. So, look, he's saying if you think Saar's the guy in this draft, take him, whether he wants to be here or not. And final comment on Twitter. We got a couple more just now. Corey said, I don't know which caller he's referring to, but he said he disagreed with the last caller. He said, worried about superstars coming. Don't need superstars. Just get some guys that are willing to do the dirty work. Set screens, move off the ball, defenders, kind of like the old school Pistons. I'm guessing he's referring to the discussion about are superstars around the league disinterested in coming to Atlanta and playing with Trae Young. I think that's been a little bit overblown. I just don't think you've been in a position to get any superstars. And, like, yes, could they be disinterested in Trae? Certainly. You really haven't had money to go get superstars. That's the other aspect of this, especially once you traded for DeJounte and paid DeAndre Hunter. And, yeah, that just wasn't realistic. And so I'm still not sold that players don't want to come here and don't want to play with Trae. I don't think we've had an opportunity in recent years to make a real run at anyone. Like, I really don't think that's been realistic. You know, I wanted them to make it run at certain players. DeAndre Ayton a couple years ago. You know, I thought trading DeJounte Murray for Bradley Beal maybe could have been in play, but it just wasn't. 404-726-0929 if you want to talk about Alex Saar and what the Atlanta Hawks should do with the number one overall pick. I will say this, the Atlanta Braves game has been officially postponed. Unfortunately, I did not see a makeup date set. They may have made one, but I just didn't see it. But that game is postponed, so if you're waiting for first pitch for the last 2 hours, you can go to bed. It's not going to happen tonight. So there you go. Don't go to bed for another like 10 minutes because I'm finishing up my show. And then, be honest, don't go to bed after that because Jason Longshore's coming on with Atlanta Soccer tonight. It's been a very busy day in international soccer. Obviously, I'm watching Argentina right now playing Chile in the Copa America. There was a stunning result in the Euros today that flipped the group. And I was going to talk about it in Outside the Perimeter, but how about that as a tease forward for Jason Longshore on his behalf? You got to hear what happened in Euros today. A stunning result with possibly a world power going home. I think they get through based on third place finish because they're how they're doing it this year, but I don't know. We'll get into that a little bit later. We got Kevin in Buckhead wants to chat about the Atlanta Hawks. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, what's going on, my man? So, you know, I'm always a thought provoker. I'm going to think a little deeper and try to take the opposite view. So I'm going to throw it might not be too much of a monkey wrench in the consideration on why that Saar doesn't want to come to Atlanta. So, you know, the second pick, of course, is Washington. So you know who the GM is in Washington right now.
I don't know if he's the GM, but he's certainly a member of their front office. You're referring to Travis Schlenk?
There you go. There you go. I had Travis in my car, drive for Uber, and we got to talking. And I know I'm not the only one that, you know, he said this because I've heard that somebody else call in and say the same thing. But he said his greatest mistake was he went against the owner's son, and he regretted that. So I wouldn't put it past Travis because, you know, he put together that championship team out there in Golden State. So I wouldn't put it past him that he wanted to do the same thing here in Atlanta. He was against the trade to bring to pay so much for DeJounte Murray and got put out for that of Atlanta. And now he's in Washington. And I wouldn't be surprised if he hadn't put a little something in the ear of Saar for Saar to be this much against coming to play in Atlanta. So, you know, it's just too coincidental for, you know, it not to be deliberate. You know, I'm just putting that out there to say, hey, consider that. And we'll know for sure by this time tomorrow night if that was the case, if Washington ends up getting Saar, because that would be such the coup for Travis Schlenk to grab something from Atlanta after what happened to him here in Atlanta. So, you know, that's what I would say about that. Whoever the Hawks go get, they're not going to take them to a championship. They need to go and make some wholesale changes. I do not like Hunter. I think that he is a lazy small forward. I think he's a bench player at best. Trade him before you trade on DeJounte Murray, and put a package together. And go out and, you know, the West has a lot of good small forwards out there that are just sitting. And I would say go get one of those small forwards, bring him here if you cannot get Ingram out of New Orleans, and bring him in and let him play with Trey. So that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Just a couple things. Travis Schlenk didn't put together that team in Golden State. He was part of the front office. I'm sure he had some say and was involved there. He wasn't the GM. And so let's get that straight first off. I don't think any of that's accurate, to be honest. Like, I don't think, that's not true. Some of it is accurate in regards to why Travis Schlenk is no longer here, but and deals that he didn't want to do that obviously we look back on and probably would have been better if no one had made that deal. But yeah, I think we're going a little bit overboard with crediting Travis Schlenk and presuming he has enough power to convince Alex Saar not to play in Atlanta. Like, would you listen to someone else's boss not to tell you not to take a job somewhere when you have no relationship from it and he can only stand to benefit from it? Like, you got to look at motive. If Alex Saar is honestly I don't want to use any derogatory words here, but like, if he can't figure that out and is listening for that, he's going to have his own set of problems when he gets into the real world. That's all I'll say about that. All right, tomorrow I'm going to be in with Randy McMichael, part of Andy and Randy, the midday show. Andy, of course, will be out getting prepped and ready for the draft coverage with Mike Conley and State Shapiro live from State Farm Arena. I'm going to turn around and then also head to State Farm Arena. I'm going to be involved with the Hawks draft party. So if you're going to be at State Farm, part of the party there, you might run into me. You might see me making some comments and trying to defend Donovan Klingon, I guess, if that happens. Be a sad day. But I'm really looking forward to it. Going to be a lot of fun. I'll be back with you here on 92.9. Like I said, tomorrow with the middays, but on 92.9 The Game tonight, 7 to 9 on Thursday, ending an hour early because Jason Longshore is going to kick off a special edition of Atlanta Soccer tonight. Of course, that's going to be on the heels of Atlanta hosting the U.S. men's national team on Thursday evening, a game against Panama. And then Friday, I'm back for the full three with Atlanta, 92.9 The Game tonight. So a lot still to come this week. Look, when I get back on Thursday, a lot of Hawks reaction. And we'll see. We'll see if it breaks into, Sar didn't want to be here, we took him anyways. Sar, and this is what's sad, is that it all going to start with Sar. Did they only draft Reza Shea because Sar didn't want to be here? That's going to be the question someone's going to have to answer, and hopefully we'll find that out. But I think it's a fair discussion to have based on certain things. So we've got a lot of NBA draft coverage for you all day tomorrow. I mean, really, it's just going to be all day. Certainly, we're going to have some segments here or there, right? Grant McCauley might stop by, or I know he will stop by with us on the midday show. But, yeah, it's going to be hot and heavy. I almost feel bad I didn't run it by Randy. And since I'm, like, producer and host tomorrow, I just kind of made the rundown. It's like all Hawks, man. And I'm like
– fair.
We have NFL no huddle, so yeah. We got some NFL discussion there, and obviously we got some of the other stuff, right, back page with Bo, and we've got Grant McCauley expected to join us, but I booked up, I wrote out a lot of topics, man. I wrote out a lot of topics for the Hawks, and so I love chatting hoops with Randy. Mm-hmm. He'll be raring to go, but a lot of basketball tomorrow, at least on the midday show, and I'm sure every other show will fall in line. It's a big day for Atlanta, yeah. Like whether you believe it or not. Whether you believe they're going to screw up the pick, this is the possibility, the start of a franchise-changing, franchise-defining offseason. And it kind of started when you won the draft lottery. That's when this offseason kind of took a much bigger feel. You haven't made any trades yet of significance, so you haven't really taken that step. This is the first real step of actual change. And like everyone's concerned, just hope you get it right. That's the big question. All right, that's going to do it here on 92.9 The Game tonight. Again, stick around. Jason Longshore is coming up next, a special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. And again, a result in Euros that could send a power home. I'm not going to spoil it. I'll let Jason get to it. I know he will. That's coming up next. Abe Gordon here. Appreciate all your listening and interactions tonight. Appreciate Dom Cherosky helping out as well. I'll be back tomorrow on the midday show and then back on Thursday night. That's going to do it for me here on a Tuesday evening in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Horsrat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I think we ain't done yet.
Letting the spit fly.
For me, it's the intensity.
This is 92.9 The Game Tonight.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game. Abe Gordon here, wrapping things up, and we've been talking about it all night, Alex Saar, and I went through it a little bit earlier in the show, but wanted to reset and add some things to it. All right, so let's say Alex Saar doesn't want to come to Atlanta. Why? And I've got two possible, and there's a couple reasons I don't think are real, but I do have two possible concerns that he might have that would drive him away. And the first one being, he's a little concerned that he might be the number one draft pick and not be considered the face of a franchise. And all of the things that you would benefit from by being the face of a franchise would not be for him. Sponsorship deals, support from the city, stuff like that. I mean, you look at the last couple of number one picks, they're all faces of the franchise. And there's no denying that with Trae Young here, assuming that's who you move forward with, that he would not be that. And so I can understand some concern there. Certainly if Washington were at play, he would be the face of that franchise. Another situation might be, and I don't know, but Washington has a small forward who's 19 years old, just a year older than, because he's going to be 20 very soon, a year older than Saar, that I would imagine they're familiar with each other. I didn't see them playing on any FIBA U17, 18, 19 squads together because they were offset a year, but I'm sure those, look, it'd be dumb if the U18 team didn't practice with the U17 team and U19. Like, the players need to get to know each other because some will stick around, some will move up, all that stuff. And so I would be surprised if he isn't familiar with small forward Bilal Coulibaly. And could that be driving his decision, his comments? Maybe he spoke with Coulibaly, not just about, hey, we're boys, let's see if we can play together, but also, what do you think of D.C.? How's the ownership? What's going on here? Sponsorship opportunity. Like, what am I walking into if I walk into Washington? And so I think that's the situation as well. 404-726-0929. He says, not going to work out. Maybe I'm not interested at all, but do you still want him? Let's go back to the social media if you want to get in on that discussion. 404-726-0929. But a couple of comments that I got earlier. Let's see. We got draft him. If another team wants him bad enough, they can pay for him. Talking about drafting Alex Saar and making a trade. That's none of your business on Twitter. Andre says, we need a seven-footer on this team who can play. Zion wanted New York to draft him, not New Orleans. Draft Saar, please. And obviously referring to the fact that Zion is still in New Orleans and with a max deal. We got Music says, trade the pick if you can get a starter with experience in return. If not, take the player with the most potential to be great, rather he wants to be there or not. So, look, he's saying if you think Saar's the guy in this draft, take him, whether he wants to be here or not. And final comment on Twitter. We got a couple more just now. Corey said, I don't know which caller he's referring to, but he said he disagreed with the last caller. He said, worried about superstars coming. Don't need superstars. Just get some guys that are willing to do the dirty work. Set screens, move off the ball, defenders, kind of like the old school Pistons. I'm guessing he's referring to the discussion about are superstars around the league disinterested in coming to Atlanta and playing with Trae Young. I think that's been a little bit overblown. I just don't think you've been in a position to get any superstars. And, like, yes, could they be disinterested in Trae? Certainly. You really haven't had money to go get superstars. That's the other aspect of this, especially once you traded for DeJounte and paid DeAndre Hunter. And, yeah, that just wasn't realistic. And so I'm still not sold that players don't want to come here and don't want to play with Trae. I don't think we've had an opportunity in recent years to make a real run at anyone. Like, I really don't think that's been realistic. You know, I wanted them to make it run at certain players. DeAndre Ayton a couple years ago. You know, I thought trading DeJounte Murray for Bradley Beal maybe could have been in play, but it just wasn't. 404-726-0929 if you want to talk about Alex Saar and what the Atlanta Hawks should do with the number one overall pick. I will say this, the Atlanta Braves game has been officially postponed. Unfortunately, I did not see a makeup date set. They may have made one, but I just didn't see it. But that game is postponed, so if you're waiting for first pitch for the last 2 hours, you can go to bed. It's not going to happen tonight. So there you go. Don't go to bed for another like 10 minutes because I'm finishing up my show. And then, be honest, don't go to bed after that because Jason Longshore's coming on with Atlanta Soccer tonight. It's been a very busy day in international soccer. Obviously, I'm watching Argentina right now playing Chile in the Copa America. There was a stunning result in the Euros today that flipped the group. And I was going to talk about it in Outside the Perimeter, but how about that as a tease forward for Jason Longshore on his behalf? You got to hear what happened in Euros today. A stunning result with possibly a world power going home. I think they get through based on third place finish because they're how they're doing it this year. But I don't know. We'll get into that a little bit later. We got Kevin in Buckhead wants to chat about the Atlanta Hawks. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, what's going on, my man? So, you know, I'm always a thought provoker. I'm going to think a little deeper and try to take the opposite view. So I'm going to throw it might not be too much of a monkey wrench in the consideration on why that Saar doesn't want to come to Atlanta. So, you know, the second pick, of course, is Washington. So you know who the GM is in Washington right now.
I don't know if he's the GM, but he's certainly a member of their front office. You're referring to Travis Schlenk?
There you go. There you go. I had Travis in my car drive for Uber, and we got to talking. And I know I'm not the only one that, you know, he said this because I've heard that somebody else call in and say the same thing. But he said his greatest mistake was he went against the owner's son, and he regretted that. So I wouldn't put it past Travis because, you know, he put together that championship team out there in Golden State. So I wouldn't put it past him that he wanted to do the same thing here in Atlanta. He was against the trade to bring to pay so much for DeJounte Murray and got put out for that of Atlanta. And now he's in Washington. And I wouldn't be surprised if he hadn't put a little something in the ear of Saar for Saar to be this much against coming to play in Atlanta.
So, you know, it's just too coincidental for, you know, it not to be deliberate. You know, I'm just putting that out there to say, hey, consider that. And we'll know for sure by this time tomorrow night if that was the case, if Washington ends up getting Sarr, because that would be such the coup for Travis Slink to grab something from Atlanta after what happened to him here in Atlanta. So, you know, that's what I would say about that. Whoever the Hawks go get, they're not going to take them to a championship. They need to go and make some wholesale changes. I do not like Hunter. I think that he is a lazy small forward. I think he's a bench player at best. Trade him before you trade on DeJounte Murray, and put a package together. And go out and, you know, the West has a lot of good small forwards out there that are just sitting. And I would say go get one of those small forwards, bring him here if you cannot get Ingram out of New Orleans, and bring him in and let him play with Trey. So that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Just a couple things. Travis Schlenk didn't put together that team in Golden State. He was part of the front office. I'm sure he had some say and was involved there. He wasn't the GM. And so let's get that straight first off. I don't think any of that's accurate, to be honest. Like, I don't think – well, I mean, well, that's not true. Some of it is accurate in regards to why Travis Schlenk is no longer here, but – and deals that he didn't want to do that obviously we look back on and probably would have been better if no one had made that deal. But, yeah, I think we're going a little bit overboard with crediting Travis Schlenk and presuming he has enough power to convince Alex Sarr not to play in Atlanta. Like, I just – would you listen to someone else's boss not to tell you not to take a job somewhere when you have no relationship from it and he can only stand to benefit from it? But you got to look at motive. If Alex Sarr is honestly, I don't want to use any derogatory words here, but like, if he can't figure that out and is listening for that, he's going to have his own set of problems when he gets into the real world. That's all I'll say about that. All right, tomorrow I'm going to be in with Randy McMichael, part of Andy and Randy, the midday show. Andy, of course, will be out getting prepped and ready for the draft coverage with Mike Conley and Steak Shapiro live from State Farm Arena. I'm going to turn around and then also head to State Farm Arena. I'm going to be involved with the Hawks draft party. So if you're going to be at State Farm, part of the party there, you might run into me. You might see me making some comments and trying to defend Donovan Klingon, I guess, if that happens. Be a sad day. But I'm really looking forward to it. Going to be a lot of fun. I'll be back with you here on 92.9. Like I said, tomorrow with the middays, but on 92.9 The Game tonight, 7 to 9 on Thursday, ending an hour early because Jason Longshore is going to kick off a special edition of Atlanta Soccer tonight. Of course, that's going to be on the heels of Atlanta hosting the U.S. men's national team on Thursday evening, a game against Panama. And then Friday, I'm back for the full three with Atlanta 92.9 The Game tonight. So a lot still to come this week. Look, when I get back on Thursday, a lot of Hawks reaction. And we'll see. We'll see if it breaks into Sarr didn't want to be here. We took him anyways. And this is what's sad is that it all going to start with Sarr. Did they only draft Reza Shea because Sarr didn't want to be here? That's going to be the question someone's going to have to answer. And hopefully we'll find that out. But I think it's a fair discussion to have based on certain things. So we've got a lot of NBA draft coverage for you all day tomorrow. I mean, really, it's just going to be all day. Certainly, we're going to have some segments here or there, right? Grant McCauley might stop by, or I know he will stop by with us on the midday show. But, yeah, it's going to be hot and heavy. I almost feel bad I didn't run it by Randy. And since I'm, like, producer and host tomorrow, I just kind of made the rundown. It's like all Hawks, man. And I'm like
– fair.
I mean, we have NFL No Huddle, so yeah. We got some NFL discussion there. And obviously, we got some of the other stuff, right? Backpage with Bo, and we've got Grant McCauley expected to join us. But I booked up, I wrote out a lot of topics, of man. Outside I wrote out a lot of topics for the Hawks. And so, I love chatting hoops with Randy. Mm-hmm. He'll be raring to go. But we a lot of basketball tomorrow, at least on the midday show. And I'm sure every other show will fall in line. It's a big day for Atlanta. Yeah. Like, whether you believe it or not, whether you believe they're going to screw up the pick, whatever, this is the possibility, the start of a franchise-changing, franchise-defining offseason. And it kind of started when you won the draft lottery. That's when this offseason kind of took a much bigger feel. You haven't made any trades yet of significance, so you haven't really taken that step. This is the first real step of actual change. And like everyone's concerned, just hope you get it right. That's the big question. All right, that's going to do it here on 92.9 The Game tonight. Again, stick around. Jason Longshore is coming up next, a special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. And again, a result in Euros that could send a power home. I'm not going to spoil it. I'll let Jason get to it. I know he will. That's coming up next. Abe Gordon here. Appreciate all your listening and interactions tonight. Appreciate Dom Cherosky helping out as well. I'll be back tomorrow on the Midday Show and then back on Thursday night. That's going to do it for me here on a Tuesday evening in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.